This next group doesn't really need an introduction. I'm going to go ahead and give them a little one. A very Potter musical, Starship, etc. from Team Star Kid. Here's my list. Joseph Walker.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, sure, that's working. All right, well, I don't think I've ever quite done anything like this before, but when I heard that this was being made into a podcast, I decided to just copy the format that I enjoy on podcasts. So I'm just going to tell you a short story that is true and also written down. It was 1:30 a.m., January 18, 2014, and I had a call from my partner that I needed to take. "Is the room available?" he asked. He sounded pretty upset. Sure, why? Is everything all right?" "No. They're looking for me. They seem kind of pissed off. My heart's going crazy right now. My face is burning. I think they killed me?" Which I didn't really understand, so I told him to come up to the safe room and that everything would be all right. I didn't even care about the mystery anymore. It was clear that we were in over our heads. Now, earlier that night, we had arrived in Milwaukee trying to solve a double homicide. We struck up a conversation with a young lady at the Hilton who told us she was a singer, but by the end of the night, she had told us a lot more. She leaned into us and whispered, "I probably shouldn't say this, but two people died here last night." "What? What?" We perked right up, having caught the scent of wrongdoing. Who died? Where were they? Who might have a reason to kill these people? What clan were they in? How did they die? She didn't know anything. But a man at the table next to us came over, sat down, having been eavesdropping, and said, very simply, "They were sold exploding items at an auction of cursed merchandise last night. But I'd watch out about asking too many questions. Especially if you're not playing the game." Then he put his hand on her shoulder, and they both got up and left. What? Oh, right, the game. Of course. He was referring to One World by Night, the live-action role-playing game that everybody at that Hilton/LARPing convention was playing that night. Everyone, that is, except for us. So, we're actors, and we've been invited that night to the Midwinter Gaming Convention as guests, just to screen some plays, sign some posters. But at the spurring on of our own curiosity and a shared pint of whiskey, we decided to abandon our duties and walk into the main ballroom, where we'd heard about one thing and one thing only. Vampires. Or people pretending to be vampires. And now, here we were, knees deep in a murder mystery. Two vampires, or, well, characters, were dead. And, you know, I don't care if these were pretend vampires, because the people who put in the love and the thought and the hours of character creation were very real. And you know what? If some asshole thinks he can go around selling lethal, cursed merchandise and get away with it on my watch, well, that asshole is sorely mistaken. I read Batman. I read Jack Reacher. It's my God-given right as an American to stick my nose into other people's business and solve their crimes for them. And you know what? The hell if we're going to be scared off just because we're pretend detectives who aren't pretend vampires. So we stood up, looked around for the most suspicious person in a ballroom full of people dressed up like they're in Blade. And our eyes landed on a guy in the corner who looked like his main goal of the whole night was to look suspicious. He was dressed like a Yakuza and had giant scars across his face. We cornered him. His name was Scar. "Are you Maldavian?" my partner Nico asked. Now this impressed me because Nico had clearly learned a thing or two about vampire clans from the girl. And Maldavians were a clan of suspicion. "Am I a what?" "You heard me. I'm a Malkavian, if that's what you're asking. What's a Maldavian?" I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's what I said," said Nico. Which made me laugh into my drink. So I doubled back with more force to cover up the break in detective and vampire character. Okay, what do you know about this auction last night, I asked. I don't know anything about the auction. Oh yeah, that would make you the only person in this room, I said. I thought that was pretty badass. What's it to you? Just the fact that two good vampires are dead. Again, pretty badass. So, to which Nico responded, look, tonight two little vampires are going to be missing their mommy or daddy. This is about the children. Remember that. Which, again, made me laugh into my drink, which I think he might have picked up on. Where are you guys from? He asked. Chicago. Which is true. And so I passed. Nico said, Detroit, which is where he grew up. Scar took a look at Nico, looked at me, and walked away. He returned about 30 seconds later and said, hey, you guys new to this? To which we both immediately went, oh, yeah, we don't know what we're doing. Is it obvious? And apparently, being from Detroit had tipped him off, because any vampire from Detroit would have known that walking into that ballroom was suicidal. Scar let us off the hook after informing us very nicely that unless we changed our answer, he'd have to bring over some hard-hitting characters and kill us. We took him up on his offer, and Nico changed his answer to Minnesota. At that point in the night, unfortunately, I had to leave to go find my angry, bored girlfriend, which is why I guess most fictional detectives are single or divorced. We decided that Nico should stay and infiltrate the Nosferatu clan of vampires, who we had heard had set up a spy network that evening. We asked Scar to point out the head of the Nosferatu, and he pointed across the room to a large man in slippers and a light blue bathrobe with the hood pulled over his head. I told Nico to stay true to the case, and I left. The next time I saw Nico, he was dead. Pretend dead. The Nosferatu had invited him down for a meeting in the sewers, / the table by the bathroom. And they had officially executed him with the roll of a dice on suspicion of being a spy. On their way to taking him to the game makers, he sprinted out of their grasp, hid in a different bathroom, and called me. We never found out who killed those people or why. Thank you.
Alright. Thank you, dude.
There you go. Joseph Walker. Man, that was awesome, first of all. Can I say, it's like, I very seldom get nervous about your stories, but knowing that we were doing it with like three like serious professional singers, I was like, oh man, this is gonna be real bad. Thank you for helping us on Ghostbusters, covering our